Today's shir is Masech the Kedushin Daf Lamed Zayin. We will begin in Mitzvah Shem and Daf Lamed Vov Amud Beis at the Mishnah. Begins the Mishnah call, because we learned in the previous Mishnayos about which mitzvahs apply only to men and which mitzvahs apply to women as well. So following the same track, the Mishnah discusses which mitzvahs apply in Eretz Yisrael and which mitzvahs apply everywhere. It says the mitzvah Mishnah, Kometzah Shetluy Baretz, any Mishnah that is connected to the earth or to something that grows out of the earth, and in the Heges Ela Baretz only applies in Eretz Yisrael. Shana Tluy Baretz, and something that doesn't apply to something that grows in the to the earth or something that grows from it, the Heges Bein Baretz or Bein B'chutz Laretz. So, of course, the Achroinim ask, what does the Mishnah have to say? Both statements. Once we have the first statement, we have the second statement. So, the Achroinim answered that if we only would have had the first statement of the Mishnah, as the Gemara Mitzvah Shem we're going to learn later discusses, we would think that all mitzvahs only apply in Eretz Yisrael. And what the Mishnah and the obligation to do mitzvahs that are not collected to the ground, that apply in Chutz Laretz, are only obligatory in Chutz Laretz Medrabanan. In order to avoid making that type of an error, the Mishnah is very specific and very clear that saying that mitzvahs that are not Tluyus Baretz apply Medaraisa in Chutz Laretz. Says the Mishnah, however, there are exceptions. Chutz me'arla me'aklayim, the mitzvah of arla, which means that anything that grows from a tree the first 3 years may not be eaten. That's called arla. The Mishnah is teaching us that even though it's referring to something that grows from the ground, says the Mishnah, it applies in chutz laretz. Me'aklayim, the isser of planting two different things together. Everything will be explained in the Gemara. And Rabbi Elazar Amar Afa Chodesh, the Pasha Pshat in the Mishnah is that even though Chodesh, which the Halacha of Chodesh teaches us, that anything that takes root after Pesach may not be eaten until the next year Pesach, and the Halacha is that Midaraisa, the Halacha is that the Karban Omer is brought on the second day of Pesach, and after the Karban Omer is brought on the second day of Pesach, that's when we could start eating the Chodesh, anything that took root after last year Pesach. But now that we don't have the Karban Omer, the halacha really is that we should be able to eat it in the morning of the second day Pesach, Tezayin Nissen. However, Rabbi Yochanan instituted that Meheri Yibana Beis HaMikdash. We live and hope and pray that the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt very soon. And when the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt, hopefully by the next Pesach, people will have become accustomed that they eat the Omer first thing in the morning of Tezayin Nissen. But that isn't actually what the Halacha allows us to do. The Halacha tells us to wait until the Karban is brought. So in order that when Mashiach comes, we shouldn't make a mistake, we don't eat the Chodosh until the day of Tezayin Nissen passes. The Rishami asks, why does the Mishnah also mention Challah? Challah is a mitzvah that's Tluya Baretz. It depends on something that grows from the ground, and it applies both in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laretz. So the Rishami answers that the Halacha of Challah is somewhat different than Orla, Klayim and Chodesh. Because the Halacha of Orla, Klayim and Chodesh apply even on produce that was grown by a non-Jew, as we'll see in the Gemara, under what circumstances. Whereas Challah, only Isas Yisrael is obligated in Challah. Isa, that doesn't belong to a Jew, doesn't have the din of Challah. And similarly, the Rishonim discuss why Trumas and Maisrus not mentioned. And the answer is because, A, Trumas and Maisrus are not applicable in all areas of Chutz Laretz, only in certain areas of chutzlaretz, and B, even in those places where they are applicable in chutzlaretz, it's only midrabanan. Our Mishnah is focusing on the rices. Why is it that they didn't make the rule of Truman Chala everywhere? Truman Maestris everywhere. So the Rishonim say, because Trumas and Maestris really emanate from somebody who owns property. Somebody who owns property and he's successful and he has Trumas and Maestris. So since Trumas and Maestris apply to something that the Trumas and Maestris really emanate from owning property, since they emanate from owning property, that's why Chazal said that they should remain as mitzvahs atluyas baretz. Ask the Gemara, my tluya or my she'ena tluya. The Mishnah mentioned a category, mitzvahs atluyas baretz and mitzvahs she'ena tluyas baretz. So the Gemara wants to know what is meant with that statement. Ilam tluya, if we'll say the definition of mitzvah tluya baretz is a mitzvah that says the ksiba bia, where the mitzvah is connected to our entry into Yisrael. The mitzvah she'ena tluya is going to be the like ksiba bia. Ask the Gemara for a tefillin or petach amor. We think about the mitzvah of tefillin and the mitzvah of petach amor, that if somebody has a firstborn donkey, the halacha is it has to be exchanged for a sheep or it has to be decapitated. And in both of them, the Torah says the halacha of that they're connected to our coming to Yisrael. The pasuk says v'hoi kiviyacha, and then the Torah says kaddish li kol petarechem. The Torah says v'hoi l'chol oisa yotcha. So does that mean that we wouldn't put on tefillin only in Yisrael? Certainly, don't hagen bein ba'aretz bein mechutz la'aretz. So Rashi explains the Gemara's question that since we know that everybody's putting on tefillin in chutz la'aretz, it's obvious that even though the Torah uses the word v'ayikaviyacha, the Torah doesn't obligate, doesn't limit it to Eretz Yisrael. So many Rishonim ask on Rashi, the fact that people put on tefillin in chutz la'aretz doesn't prove that the chiyuv of putting on tefillin in chutz la'aretz is a chiyuv deraisa. Maybe they're putting on tefillin in chutz la'aretz because of a derabbanan. But our Gemara is suggesting that it's a chiyuv deraisa. So Taisa says that if indeed the obligation to put on tefillin in chutz la'aretz were only in the rabbanon, the Mishnah should have pointed that out. The fact that the Mishnah doesn't mention in chutz la'aretz is a proof tefillin mentioning about what is the halacha regarding tefillin in chutz la'aretz is clearly an indication that tefillin apply in chutz la'aretz midaraisa. Another pshat that the Rishonim suggest is that we say in Krishma, v'avarta meher ma'al ha'aretz, and then the Torah says, v'hoi lo t'tofes b'neinechem. What is the Torah teaching us? That even when, unfortunately, when a state of v'avarta meher ma'al ha'aretz, when we're in Golos, when we're not in Eretz Yisrael, still, the Torah is teaching us that v'hoi lo t'tofes b'neinechem, that we have to wear tefillin. And once explained the Rishonim that we have established that tefillin are worn in Eretz Yisrael, so the halacha is obvious that petach amor, which the pasuk connects to tefillin, also applies in chutz la'aretz. The Panim office explains that the pasuk describes when Moshe Rabbeinu speaks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu after Korach and Adosai try to rebel against him. The pasuk says, "V'yichel Moshe ma'od, v'yoyim el Hashem al teifel al mechassam lechamar echem nesasi." Moshe Rabbeinu points out that he didn't take a donkey from anyone. Why does Moshe Rabbeinu single out the donkey? So the Panim Yofes explains that part of what Korach's complaint about Moshe v'Aaron was that when Moshe Rabbeinu taught us the parasha of Matnas Kuna, of what we have to give to the Kohen, Moshe Rabbeinu was really looking out for his brother and his family's welfare. So he said that regarding the, all the Matnas Kahuna, what Kairach's saying is foolish, because all the Matnas Kahuna only apply in Eretz Yisrael, and Moshe Rabbeinu was never in Eretz Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu was in the Midbar. However, there was one place that Kairach can make a complaint, and that was in the Petach Hamor, because we're learning now the Petach Hamor is not limited to Eretz Yisrael. Petach Hamor applies in Chutz Laaretz as well. So Moshe Rabbeinu made a point to say, "Lechamar echemem nesasi." The only one of them, only one of the Matnas Kuna that Kairach could have complained, made a valid complaint, is about the Petach Hamor. And I'm saying that I didn't take any Petach Hamor. So the Mefarshim do indeed ask. The pasuk says, "Vayavi kivach Hashem al eretz Kanani, vavatu kapelta rechel Hashem." So isn't the pasuk clearly indicating that Petach Hamor only applies in Eretz Yisrael? So he wants, so the Chidah wants to suggest, it's not the same as the Pshat that we just said from the Panim Yofis, but the Chidah wants to suggest that the mitzvah of Petach Hamor, even though as we're learning, applies both in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz Laaretz, he says, but it didn't become active. The obligation of Petach Hamor did not begin until Klal Yisrael entered Eretz Yisrael. That's what the pasuk means by saying "Va'yikviyacha," that this mitzvah doesn't begin until we come to Eretz Yisrael, and then it applies everywhere in the world. So again, the Gemara is trying to define what does mitzvah tluy baretz mean. Amar b'yudachakam, this is what it meant. Kometz shichuv esaguf, any mitzvah which is obligatory for a person to do. Such a mitzvah, Neheges Bein Baretz Mem Chutzlaretz, applies both in Eretz Yisrael and Chutzlaretz. Something which is Chayvus HaKarka, which is on the land, that mitzvah and in Neheges Bein Baretz will only apply in Eretz Yisrael. To which the Gemara asks, Menonimili, where do we know this halacha from? So quotes the Gemara Braisa, the Tanur Rabbanan, the Braisa teaches us, the Pasuk says, Eila Chukim HaMishpotim, that refers to halachas that are not explicit in the Torah, but are learned through one of the Yud Gimel Midas Shatayra in the Drushes Mehem. Mishpatim, Elu Hadinim. Those are the dinim, the rules that are mentioned explicitly. The Ashatishma Zu Mishnah, the obligation to learn Torah, Lasois Zu Maisa, to fulfill the mitzvahs, continues the Braisa, Baretz, the Pasuk says Baretz, Yochel Kol Mitzvahs Kulan Lo Yinahagim El Baretz, that all the mitzvahs are only to be fulfilled when we are in Eretz Yisrael, Tamaloymer, Kol HaYomim Ashatachayim El Adam, as long as you are alive, you're obligated to fulfill the mitzvahs. If the pasuk would have said just kol hayomim, that all mitzvahs should apply both in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz Laaretz, tam loimer ba'aretz. So now we have a situation. The Torah is trying to apply to the mitzvahs in all situations, amid, but the Torah is also limiting their application. Let's understand the pasukim. The pasuk says, "Abe to Abdon, as kala mekayim shavu dagayim, destroy all places as shavu as shatam yarshim esam esalahem alharim aram valgvayis v'sach leitz ri'anan." So the Torah is telling us that the obligation to eradicate avodah zarah applies wherever we live. So Gemara uses this as a model. Ma avodah kachavim yuched shichayv esaguf. It's our obligation to eradicate Avodah Zarah, and as we just learned, from the Heges Bein Baretz Bein B'Chutz Laaretz, and applies both in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laaretz, Af Kol Shichayves Aguf, anything which is a personal obligation, Neheges Bein Baretz and Bein B'Chutz Laaretz. So we explained Chukim HaMidrashis, what we learned from the Shloshes and Midras, and Mishpatim are the Dinim. The Rosh says Chukim HaMidrashis are things that are not as explicit, and Mishpatim are halachas that are more explicit. Why is the Mishnah, Ashatishmon, why is the Mishnah considered as a Tishmon that we should obey? So Rashi explains, because by learning Mishnah, we're going to speak about this in our coming Shurim, that's how we come to Shmirah. A person who learns Torah, that is the way that he, the Mashal says, fulfills the mitzvah properly and will avoid doing any Avera. So we learned in the Mishnah, Chutz min Arul and Klayim. And the Pasha Pshat in the Mishnah is that Arul and Klayim, even though they are mitzvahs, Hatluyus Baretz, the Mishnah is teaching us that these mitzvahs, Hatluyus Baretz, apply in Chutz Laretz as well. And then the Mishnah said, the Rebbe Lezer Omer Afachodesh. So now the Gemara attempts to understand what did Rebbe Lezer mean to say. He's saying that only Chodesh applies, the Chodesh only applies in Eretz Yisrael, or the Chumrah Prolog. Or he's coming to say a Chumrah, that even, that not just Kloyim and Orla apply in Chutz Laretz, but so too is the Halacha of Chodesh as well. And the Gemara explains what is meant to ask with this question. L'chumra polik, the Rebbe Lezer is representing a chumra, v'chakama. And this is what Rebbe Lezer means to say. V'chakama, Tanakama, the Tanakama says, chutz min orlam and a klayim, that orlam and klayim apply everywhere. How do we know so? The hilchus gemirah does aloch l'mash m'sinai, that they apply everywhere. V'afakav de'iklamemi, even though an argument could be made, that the chayvus hakarkihi, that Orl and Klayim should be considered mitzvahs atluyus ba'aretz, and therefore they should only apply in Eretz Yisrael. The halacha l'moshe m'Sinai tells us the Tanakama is that they apply in Chutz La'aretz well. Ava Chodesh, when we speak about Chodesh, ba'aretz in, that the Tanakama holds it only applies in Eretz Yisrael, but Chutz La'aretz loy. And why would the Tanakama say that? Because the Pasuk says, B'chol Moshevei Seichem. So isn't that indicative that it should apply in Chutz La'aretz? B'chol Moshevei Seichem means wherever you live, and you live in Chutz La'aretz as well. But Tanakama says, Moshev means, Lach Yerush V'Yeshiva Mashma, that the mitzvah of Chodesh only kicks in after we conquer and inhabit the land. But it doesn't apply in Chutz La'aretz, to which Oser Rebbe Lezer Lameimer comes to Rebbe Lezer and says that Af Chodesh Noig Bein Ba'aretz and Bein Chutz La'aretz, the Chodesh does apply both in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz, and my Tama, because he's going to explain or define the word Moshev to mean B'chol Makom Shata Yoshev, wherever you live. And if you live in Chutz La'aretz, then you have Chodesh in Chutz La'aretz as well. Adilma, or maybe suggest the Gemara, the Kula Polit. Rebbe Lezer is actually coming to represent a lenient opinion. V'chakam Tanakam. The Tanakam said, Chutz min ha'orla v'klayim d'chus gemirala. Says the Tanakam that orla and klayim, there's aloch l'mosh m'sinai, that they apply everywhere. And koshkein, and certainly so is the aloch regarding chadash, the moshev, because since the Torah uses the word moshev regarding chadash, the word moshev comes to teach us, called Makom Shatam Yoshev Mashma, wherever you live. And according to this, Asher Rebbe Lezer Lameimer comes Rebbe Lezer to say that Chodesh Ein Noig El Baretz, the Chodesh only applies in Eretz Yisrael, because he's going to say Moshev, Lach Yerushev Yeshiva Mashma. The word Moshev means only after we conquered and inhabited the land. What did Rebbe Lezer mean with the word Af? Doesn't Af mean that he's coming to add? He's going to add to the Kamaisa. The Mishnah said at the beginning of the Mishnah that any mitzvah tluy ba'aretz only applies in Eretz Yisrael, and says Rebbe Lezer, Chodosh is in that category as well. So according to the first view, the Tanakama holds that only Orla and Klaim apply Chutz La'aretz. Chodosh does not. And Rebbe Lezer says that Chodosh and Klaim apply in Chutz La'aretz, and Chodesh does as well. According to the second opinion, it's different. According to the second opinion, Rebbe Lezer, the Tanakama holds that Orla, Klayim, and Chodesh all apply in Chutz La'aretz, and Rebbe Lezer agrees with Orla and Klayim, but doesn't agree with Chodesh. Toshma, Says the Gemara, the way we're going to be able to answer this question, suggests the Gemara, is based on the following subject. Damar Baya, man Tana, the Polagalei Rebbe Lezer, who is the Tana that disagrees with Rebbe Lezer? In other words, the Tana Kam and our Mishnah has not been identified who is that Tana Kama. Says the Gemara, the Tana Kama is Rebbe Shmuel. Which Rebbe Shmuel? The Tanya de Braisa says, regarding the Nesachim. The Braisa, this is a Gemara in Masechta Zvachim, Daf Kud Fyur Aleph, Amun Aleph, brings a machlokes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. Where does the mitzvah of Nesachim, which are brought along with the Kabbanis, apply? According to Rabbi Shmuel, the Nesachim are not brought in a Bama Ketana. There were different periods in our history before the Beis Hamikdash was built where they were allowed to have bamas essentially in everybody's backyard. So the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel is that even in the time that we had a bama, Nesachim were never brought on a bama, because the pasuk says ki savayal eretz mishaseichem shenayis lechem, says the Gemara, says Rabbi Shmuel, that's only talking about a bama gedayla, which is a bama of the tzibur, of the entire community. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, the Torah is saying the Nesachim were not brought on the private bamas. And therefore the Torah is teaching us that when we get to Tzisrael, we're going to have to start bringing bringing Nesachim. And he's saying that only after we come to that Tzisrael and we build the Beis HaMikdash, to build the Mishkan Shiloi, that's when we have to bring Nesachim. Rekiva disagrees. And Rekiva says that even on the Bama Ketana, the halacha is they bring a Nesachim. So Machlokes Rabbi Shmuel and Rekiva is how do we define the word Moshev that the Torah mentions many places. Does Moshev mean La'acha Yerusha V'Yeshiva, that this mitzvah only kicks in after we conquer and inhabit the land? Or does Moshev mean where we're living? L'lamdecha, so now we go into the Braisa. L'lamdecha, the Torah uses the word Moshev regarding the halacha of Nesachim. And according to Rabbi Shmuel, Nesachim are only brought after Yerusha V'Yeshiva. To teach us, according to Rabbi Shmuel, Shol kamakam shenema Moshev, wherever the Torah uses the word Moshev, it's coming to teach us that this mitzvah eina elalachi Yerusha V'Yeshiva, that this mitzvah only applies after we conquer and inhabit the land, de Rabbi Shmuel. Amalei Rabbi Kiva, so Rabbi Kiva says to Rabbi Shmuel, how could you say that the word Moshev means to say that the mitzvah only applies after conquering and inhabiting the land? For a Shabbos, the Torah uses the word Moshev regarding Shabbos. The Torah Gedosha says, Lo Sevaru Eish B'chomash V'Seichem B'yoyim HaShabbos. And yet, certainly Shabbos Noheges Bein Baretz B'chutz Laretz. Amalei, to which Rabbi Shmuel says, Shabbos, the reason I know that Shabbos applies in Chutz Laretz is because of Chayma Asi. I learned it through a Kav Chayma. Ma Mitzvah Kalas Noheges Bein Baretz Bein B'chutz Laretz. If mitzvahs which are not as serious apply both in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laretz, Shabbos, which is Chamira, like Koshkein, applies both in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laretz. Says the Gemara, Mida Omer, Man Talag Tepalag Leder Belezer, since Abai says that the Tana that argues in Rebbe Lezer is Rebbe Shmuel, Rebbe Shmuel's opinion is that Moshev always should be defined as La'achi Rushi Yeshiva, and Rebbe Lezer, who Abai is saying disagrees with Rebbe Shmuel, obviously is of the opinion that Moshev means wherever you live. If Rebbe Lezer says that Moshev means wherever you live, and the Torah uses the word Moshev as we are discussing regarding the halacha of Chadosh, it's a raya that the halacha of Chadosh applies everywhere. And the way to understand Rebbe Lezer's opinion in the Mishnah is that Rebbe Elazar is coming to teach us that that Chadosh applies both in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laaretz. Says the Gemara, let's understand. Michti. Rabbi Shmuel was saying, defines the word Moishev to mean La'achi Yerusha Yeshiva. Says the Gemara Hechikai, regarding what halacha the Rabbi Shmuel say his position, as we just explained, on the Nesachim. Regarding the mitzvah of Nesachim, where the Torah uses the word Moishev. Says the Gemara, but Nesachim, be a Moishek Sibba. The Torah says, Ki Savoy al Eretz Moishev Sechem. So how can we learn from Nesachim to the whole Torah? By Nesachim, where the Torah uses the word Bia and Moishev. So there, it clearly means after coming to Yisrael, conquering it and inhabiting it. But how do we know that the word Moishev alone ought to be defined that way? It says the Marhachi Kamar. This Rabbi Shmuel says, Lelamed, Kamakim, Shnema by Bia Moishev. Indeed, that's what Rabbi Shmuel means to say. That wherever the Torah uses both the word Bia and Moishev, it only applies in Eretz Yisrael, Olach Yerushiv Yeshiva de Rabbi Shmuel, only after they conquered and inhabit the land of Shmuel. Says the Gemara, if Rabbi Shmuel means to say that the only time we're going to say that it means after we conquered and inhabit the land is because the Torah uses the word both Bia Moishev, so what was Rabbi Kiva's question regarding Shabbos? Hare Shabbos Shenema by Meshavos, Vamalei, and Rabbi Shmuel says, how does Rabbi Shmuel answer? The way Rabbi Shmuel answers, because Shabbos Mikav Chaimer, because as we explained, the Shabbos is such a serious mitzvah. Namely, says, why doesn't Rabbi Shmuel answer Rabbi Kiva very simply? And not be a Moshe Kamina. When did I say that the halacha applies only after they, in Eretz Yisrael, after they conquered and inherited? When the Torah uses the words Bia Moishev. By Shabbos, yes, the Torah does use the word Moishev, but the Torah doesn't use the word Bia. So what's Shabbos have to do with here? Says the Gemara, what Rabbi Shmuel was saying to Rabbi was as follows. Chada v'aitkama. Chada, your question doesn't begin. Why doesn't your question begin? Because I know, when did I say that a mitzvah only applies when it's a stroll? When it says both the word Bia or Moshev Kamina. Void, the Kamer that Shabbos number by Meshavos, from Shabbos there's anyway no question. Because Shabbos is Bekav Chaymer, Shabbos is a very important issue. So we have here a fundamental Machloikas of Akiva and Mishmol. When the Torah uses the words Bia or Moshev, what does the Torah mean to teach us? Does it mean both? Does the Torah mean both? That it's only in Eretz Yisrael after we conquer and inherit and inhabit, or is it talking b'chol mashavos wherever we live? Says the Gemara, the machlokes base is really on the following. The machlokes is based on the question of b'kirv nesachim in midbar kamefki. When kabbanos were brought in the midbar, did they bring the nesachim? Rishmal Sover, like Karv Nesachim in Midbar, that there were no Nesachim brought in the Midbar, and therefore the Torah is telling us that when we come to Yisrael, the Halacha of Nesachim begins. Rekiva Sover, Kirv Nesachim in Midbar. So the Torah can't be coming to teach us that when you have a Bama and at Yisrael bring the Nesachim, because that we already know that we did in the Midbar. So, however, says the Gemara, Elma Bayam. So this has nothing to do with what we're learning about Chadosh. And Abaye said that Rebbe Elazar is the Tana that disagrees with Rebbe Shmuel. So it can't be that subject that's being referred to. Says Abaye, high Tana the Rebbe Shmuel. This Tana, says Abaye, we have another Tana that learned in the Yeshiva Rebbe Shmuel that's different than what Rebbe Shmuel said in the Brisa that we just learned. Mapach mi'idach Tana the Rebbe Shmuel is contradictory to what the other Tana Rebbe Shmuel said. The Tana Rebbe Shmuel, says the Gemara, Hoy of a Nemr Bias. The Torah uses the word Bia in the Torah Stam. The Torah just uses the Bia regarding many mitzvahs, where the Torah says that they're connected to coming to Eretz Yisrael. or part Lach Yerusha B'Shiva, and by one of them, the Torah clearly indicates that it's only applicable after we conquer and inhabit the land, and that's the mitzvah of Soim Tosim Alecha Melech, of appointing a king, because the Torah Kedosh says, so from here, and that mitzvah only applies after we've inhabited Eretz Yisrael. Af kol, wherever the Torah uses the word be up, wherever the Torah uses the word be in Eretz Yisrael, it means l'ach Yerusha v'yeshiva. The Tana, the other Tana says that you don't have to have, you have to have both the word be or maishiv. Says the Gemara, what is the basis of these two Tana de Beir Rishmols that we now have identified that disagree? The Torah singles out the mitzvah of Melech and the mitzvah of Bikurim, where the Torah only uses the word Bia, to teach us that there are two mitzvahs that are in that category, and we have the rule, Kol Shnei Ksuvim Abayim Ke'echad Emelamdim. So that's why only in those places, the mitzvah of Melech and the mitzvah to bring Bikurim, is the halacha that they only apply after Yerusha B'Yeshiva, no other place. V'idach, and the other one that says that we learn from there, says, as we learned in our previous year, we don't say the rule of Shnei Ksuvim Abayim Ke'echad Emelamdim, that why did the Torah have to say this halacha twice? It should have been enough to say it once, when both halachas bring with them a chiddush that we wouldn't have known either. Says Tzrichi, we had to say this halacha both by Bikurim and by Melech. Dikas Rachmana Melech, v'loy kas Bikurim, if the Torah would have just said by Melech that the mitzvah only applies after Yerusha Yeshiva, I would mean Bikurim, the Kamasani, Bikurim represent that a person comes and his field, he has the news fruit from the Zayim Minim. So that's why the halacha should be that maybe Lalter, as soon as I have those fruits, I should have to bring them. I need a king to lead us in battle. That's why maybe the halacha should be that he should be appointed Lalter. That's why we need the Torah to say both halachas, but it's not a case of Shnei Ksuvim Abayim Ke'echad Emelamdim. Vidach, and the Tana that does say that Melech Bikurim are Shnei Ksuvim Abayim Ke'echad, and therefore it can't serve as a proof to any other place, says, it would be enough that the Torah should say this halach by Melech. By Bikurim, it wasn't necessary to say Bikurim, but now, you know, ma Melech de Lichbosh. A king, as we just said, who leads us in battle. So certainly we should make a strong argument that the halacha of a melech ought to only apply after, should apply immediately. Yet, the halacha is, it doesn't apply immediately. So, nichtav rachman melech, it would be sufficient that the Torah should tell this halacha by melech, v'lebay bikurim. V'anamina will say, ma melech delichbash. If a king, who we need us to lead us in battle, doesn't apply until after Yerusha Yeshiva, Bikurim Lekoshkein, and that's why it's stake Sumim Baim Kalechad. Vidach, so this is a very strong argument, says the other Tana, we can't learn Bikurim from Melech. Ikas Ahachi, Hamina Midahava Chala. We would think that Bikurim have the same din as Chala, because the Torah says that and the halacha is the chala applies as soon as we got that tzrol. That's why we had to say Bikurim is not like chala. So the Gemara has really not focused properly how Rabbi Elazar disagrees with Rabbi Shmuel. Says the Gemara, v'hash damrit chayvus haguf. Now that we've said that any mitzvah that is a personal obligation, the lochas and the heges bein ba'aretz yisrael bein b'chutz la'aretz applies both in etzisrael and chutz la'aretz, asking my moishev the kos rechmana gab shabbos. When the Torah writes the word moishev, what is shabbos l'shev kol moishev seichem lamali? Of course, it applies everywhere. Since answers the gemara itzrich, sakdat chamina, an argument could be made that Hoyo Binyana de Mai Adis Ksiv, the parsha of Shabbos in the Torah is put together with the parsha of the Yom Tovim, and therefore Tiboy Kiddush Kamayadis, the Locha should perhaps be that it should only be like Yom Tovim, and the Locha with Yom Tovim is that it applies only when Besdin declares the new month, and that's now how we know the date, and that's when we have the Yom Tovim Kamash Malon. Says the Gemara, Moshe the Kosar Rachmona Gabe Chel V'Dam. The Torah used the word Moshe by Chel V'Dam. The pasuk says Chukas Olam L'Dar Sechem B'Chomesh V'Sechem Chol Chel V'Kodam L'Sechel L'Lameli. What is the Torah teaching us? Of course, it applies anywhere. Answers the Gemara Itzrich. Sakadat Chamina Hoyel Ben Yonah the Kabbonis Ksivi. The Isra of eating Chel V'Dam are written amongst the parasha of Kabbonis, and we would maybe say B'Zman Dika Karban in time where Kabbonis are brought. When the Beis Hamikdash is standing, that's when Nitzah Chel V'Dam are Osir. However, B'Zman D'Lekha Karban, when Karbonos are not brought, Loi, there is no Issa Chel V'Dam Kamash Malon. Ask the Gemara now, Moshev the Kosar Rechmanek Abim Matzah Maral Amali. Why did the Torah use the word Moshev by Matzah and Marar? Says the Gemara, Itzrich, Sakadat Chamin Hoyal V'Ksiv Amatzah Shemrarim Yechlu. So we would think, B'zman d'ika Pesach, when the Karban Pesach is being brought in, that's when there's a loch that we have to eat matzah marah. B'zman d'leka Pesach loy, that in such time there is no mitzvah matzah marah, answers the Gemara, that's why the Torah had to say that it applies always. Bia, the Kosar Rechmanek Abim Tefillin Peter Rechem, as we said at the beginning of the Shir, the Torah says, connects the mitzvah, tefillin, the mitzvah, Peter Rechem, to when we come to Tzisrael, but we learned that tefillin applies everywhere, is the question, lomeli, why did the Torah connect it to come to Tzisrael? Says the Gemara, hahu mebayle, that pasuk is coming to teach us, l'chertan de Beir Shmol. The Tana de Beir Shmol says, asay mitzvah zu, do this mitzvah, shebishvila tikonis laretz, that because of that mitzvah, you will have to come to Tzisrael. So the Maret asks a question. The Gemara says that we would think that Shabbos is like Yontif. Why would we think that Shabbos is like Yontif? So Shabbos is every week, the seventh day. So the Chiddush Erim answers that the halacha is that a Bechor, even if it's born, and the moment a Bechor is born, he has the Kiddush of a Bechor. Still, the halacha is, the Torah says kaddishli, that we have to verbally say that this Bechor is kaddish. And therefore, we would maybe think that so too is the halacha re Shabbos. That Shabbos, even though it's automatically kaddish, it would require us to be mekaddishit. And if we're not mekaddishit, it doesn't get the kedusha Shabbos. That's why the halacha is that, that's why the halacha is that it, no. That we Shabbos doesn't require our be mekadoshit at all. It says so. I saw that another question that the Imri Emes speaks about is the pasuk says v'haya kiviyacha when we speak about the mitzvah bikurim, and the Torah and the Medrash says ein v'haya el miyad. And here we're learning that they brought Bikurim only after Yerusha the Yeshiva. So he answers that the Medrash teaches us that Moshe Rabbeinu saw that the Beis Hamikdash would become destroyed and there would be no longer Bikurim. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu said that we should daven three times a day for a time when we don't have Bikurim. Says the Gemara, that's what the Medrash means to say. The Hoya, we have to do the Mikra Bikurim. The Tefillah becomes immediately. But the actual Bikurim is, as our Gemara says, that it only applies when Klal Yisrael had Yerusha V'Yeshiva Netz Yisrael. So our Gemara, our Mishnah and our Gemara have spoken about the Mitzvah of Chodesh and how to understand if the Mitzvah of Chodesh applies in Chutz Laretz or not. The Tanakhama held that doesn't apply only in Eretz Yisrael, and Rabbi Lezer says that it applies in Chutz La'aretz as well. And we have a very big machlokes Rishonim. What is the halacha? The Baal Trumis, the Arzurua, paskin like the Tanakama. The Rif and Rosh say like the halacha is like Rabbi Lezer, that Chadosh is also Medaraisa in Chutz La'aretz. The Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch paskin that Chadosh applies even in Chutz La'aretz. But the Achronim discuss why we're lenient. And actually many Achronim were machmer regarding Chadosh and Chutz La'aretz. The Mishnah Berurah certainly suggests that everybody should try to fulfill the mitzvah L'chadosh. The Bach, however, says that the mitzvah of Chadosh and Chutz La'aretz only apply to grain that was grown by Jewish farmers. But grain that was not grown by Jewish farmers, even though it's a Chutz La'aretz, and even if we'll say Chadosh applies to Chutz La'aretz, it doesn't apply to grain that comes from non-Jewish farmers. The Sha'as HaTshuvas Ein Abedolayach, also speaking about the mitzvah Chadosh, asks a question: can one use a challah? We need to have Lechem Mishnah on Shabbos. And somebody has two challahs. One challah is a perfectly fine challah, and the other challah is a challah which is Chadosh, that certainly some people don't eat. Can he use a Chadosh challah for Lechem Mishnah? And the Sha'as HaTshuvas B'Tzel HaChochma, Chela Gimel Simen Kuf Yud, actually discusses on Erev Pesach that falls on Shabbos, where we have to have Lechem Mishnah as well, but we don't eat matzah. Could somebody use a matzah for Lechem Mishnah? So he suggests that since there are certain matzahs that you could eat on Erev Pesach, perhaps a matzah, an egg matzah, a matzah that wasn't made l'shei mitzvah, so there we could be more lenient. But regarding Chadosh, it's not so simple. The B'tzel HaChochma also discusses, what about if somebody needs Lechem Mishnah on Shabbos, and he takes a challah out of the freezer, and right now it's not edible, it's frozen, could it be used for Lechem Mishnah, and he's lenient that one could take such a challah, to use for Lechem Mishnah, even though right now it's not edible, but certainly since it's going to become edible, it's enough of a reason that we could use it for Lechem Mishnah.